If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Today, if you haven't given your life to God through Jesus Christ, his son, and I want to be clear here, I'm not talking about going to church or acting religious or saying a few words or having a relative who's a preacher or doing good deeds. I'm talking about giving yourself up to God and turning away from your sinful life.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friend, every year at Thanksgiving for over 25 years, my wife and I have had our Thanksgiving with the folks coming to the mission's Great Thanksgiving Banquet. It is always a great sight to see hundreds of men, women, boys, and girls sitting down and enjoying a family-style banquet of roast turkey, mashed potatoes, yams, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, rolls, salad, pie, pumpkin for me, of course. Okay, is your mouth watering yet? Of course, with all the activity, it was often the case that as a family, we really didn't get a chance to eat, let alone together. So after everything was over and put away, we often head over to Cracker Barrel for our own Thanksgiving dinner. It's almost a tradition. You know, Thanksgiving in America traces its roots back to those first pilgrims that endured so many hardships when they first arrived. But they found help and friendship with some of the nearby Wampanoag tribe. Of course, it wasn't until much later in our history that Thanksgiving became official. But then, and when it did, and now, Thanksgiving is our time to say a special thanks to God for his provision and protection. There are also many other things to thank God for, and today on Wings of the Morning, we are going to talk about one of the Apostle Paul's special thanks. But right now, listen as Casting Crowns sings a hymn of thanksgiving. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, for grace to trust Him more.
In the second letter Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he says this in chapter 1, "We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering." So let's list what Paul is thankful for. First, he is thankful for their growing faith. Then he is thankful for their mutual love, which is growing as well. Those seem good, but not so extraordinary, don't they? And yet he continues with saying that he is boasting about them all around God's churches. Now, you don't have to be an avid fan of the Hallmark Channel to know that for most of us, Thanksgiving is food, football, and family. So mutual love makes sense as a Thanksgiving theme. But do we boast about it? Here's the catch. This young church was growing in faith and love in the midst of major persecutions, trials, threats of death, and loss of well-being. So in one sense, Paul is showing gratitude and asking them to show gratitude to God for these persecutions and trials. Note that he says that this combination of growing faith and growing love in the midst of horrendous threats is evidence that God's judgment is right, that they will be counted worthy of God's kingdom. I don't know if you remember that he told these same believers in his previous letter to them that they should give thanks in all circumstances. Boy, they're really doing that. There is another implicit message, however, in all this. Paul is telling them later down in the passage this: God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled. In other words, he is saying that the punishment, even hell, that God will mete out is justice, and that they can be thankful that God is just and will punish with everlasting destruction those who refuse to know him, obey him, and persecute those who do. One thing about this, back to that growing faith and love. You see, those Thessalonians, like all of us, were at one time among all humanity in rebellion against God and doing those unloving things to each other. As Paul told the Romans, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But he is, and they are, that is the Thessalonians, thankful that they have been forgiven. The proof is that even as others are persecuting them, their trust in God and love for each other is growing. So today, if you haven't given your life to God through Jesus Christ, his son, and I want to be clear here, I'm not talking about going to church or acting religious or saying a few words or having a relative who's a preacher or doing good deeds. I'm talking about giving yourself up to God and turning away from your sinful life. Then you really don't have much to be thankful for, because ahead of you is eternal punishment. You see, God is just. But if you put your trust in Jesus, dying to forgive you of your sins, then you have God's eternal kingdom ahead of you. That's the message here. That's something great to be thankful for. Look, I know this is heavy for Thanksgiving, but really, I can't think of anything more important. And so this Thanksgiving, don't just thank God for the food, but trust him and thank him to change you. Then there will be a Thanksgiving shout in heaven for you. Why don't you pray with me this prayer? Dear Jesus, I'm so glad that you came to die for me. Please forgive me of my sins and rebellion. Come into my heart. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, or you can write me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.